Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the final week of Late Lunch this year, and I want to begin with this. If you were having your tea or your dinner around about 6 o'clock yesterday evening, no matter what you were doing, I'm sure most people were glued to their TV screens when this happened.
Va Montiel! Montiel! Goal! Pero el cielo lo hizo Diego, lo hizo Cuchufo, lo hizo el Tata, lo hizo Luque, lo hicieron ustedes jugadores que se ganaron el cielo. Argentina campeón del mundo, Messi campeón del mundo, no podía ser de otra manera sino sin sufrir. Argentina. La selección argentina de Lionel Scaloni es campeón del mundo. Argentina. Argentina campeón del mundo.
Doesn't need translation, does it? It certainly doesn't. That's Andrés Cantor there, bringing the commentary on Telemundo for Hispanic listeners yesterday and viewers. What emotion. Unbelievable. What a World Cup final. And in the end, I think most of us got the result we all desired. Messi lifting the World Cup. Sinead Kelly, are you listening to your Hispanic commentator there?
Absolutely. I just love the sheer emotion and the joy and the unbridled delight, when it was just impossible to even describe it properly. It was just incredible. By that stage of the match, I could not bear to watch. I mean, the whole day was just insane. For the first 80 minutes, France seemed like they were asleep. Argentina looked like they were cruising. At about 80 minutes, I was thinking, oh my God, like maybe. And I actually remember thinking, oh God, yeah, I said I'd have to speak with Jerry on Monday if they won. And I was beginning to think, and then, it all just fell apart at the seams. And we were just in shock. We were just in shock. And then I was communicating, messaging my cousins, Marcelo and Ellie. And, we just couldn't believe it. We'd gone from hysterical celebrations to, I thought we were down and out. The emotional, psychological blow of thinking you were, I think they did relax and they stood back too much. I thought that was us. I thought it'd be so hard to get back up again. It was just incredible. Yeah. And then to survive then, I thought we were going to lose it in the 90 minutes or the 98 minutes. And then to pick ourselves back up again for the extra time, it was. And then we thought again, that crazy, yes, crazy scrambled goal. By this point, whenever Argentina would be on the attack, Andrew Aignan would stand up as if standing up closer to the telly helps the ball get in, better into the French net. I would be curled in a ball in the corner, not even watching. Everybody else in my family is very calm. My mother and Shona are very calm about it. And so that goal was, and we were like, oh my God, oh my God. We had 5 minutes left. And you just couldn't write it. Like, you just could not write it. Poor you and I, honestly, I really worried for his mental health. And I just, and then, so we were just in bits. I really thought that was it, that we had just totally lost it.
Did you? Did you not think you were going to win the penalty shootout? No.
I think by that point, no. I felt that those two goals in the 90 seconds at 80 minutes broke them. And I think they did incredibly to hold themselves together for the extra time. And then they got that goal to go 3-2. And then I think it was like being broken all over again. And then I suppose it all depended then as to who was going to hold themselves together most. And what really terrified me was I thought, oh my God, like, what effect is this going to have on Messi? You know, so much pressure. All the, you know, histrionics, the hysteria, the talk for years, not just, you know, this year. What if he misses the first penalty for Argentina? I was like, and you know what? What I couldn't bear was that torture and torment for everybody. I couldn't even watch. Once, then Emi Martinez got his hand to Mbappe's first penalty, and I was like, right, that's it. We're out. And then it was just incredible. I can't even begin to describe it. I mean, the emotions, like 3 hours of complete insanity.
Yes. And you were, you know, up, down, and
totally,
then, of course,
totally.
But at the end, Sinead, like, it must have been, you heard the commentary, you must have just cracked up, did you, the whole lot of you?
Absolutely, yeah, we were crying. It was absolutely crazy. And I love the way, you know, the South Americans are just so on their description of goals and the just the whole emotion and the delight. We're just not like that over here in Ireland and Britain and Europe. We're just, you know, it was just, I mean, and even when you saw the players, the reaction was just incredible. Like, I cannot even explain it. And so obviously then I was phoning Marcelo and Ellie, and then we were messaging, and it sounds like the whole of Argentina has gone mad. So we must say again, hello, Marcelo and Ellie are joining us, listening to us. And last week as well, my cousin Martin and Tessie and his family, Juan Martin and Nacho, they were listening to us on the podcast. So I wouldn't be surprised if more of my cousins, there are a lot, are listening, if this is going to be either, obviously they could listen live or they might get on the podcast later. So to think that you, Jerry, are broadcasting across Argentina is crazy. So I must say a big hello. Unfortunately, you know, there are so many. I'd love to name them all individually. My uncle has 5 sons. Unfortunately, we lost poor Oscar. So he has 4 sons, 5, the families of 5 sons. And we have, you know, obviously then children from that as well. So I think we have kind of 14 from my uncle Hector. He has 14 grandchildren, I think 7 great-grandchildren. And all these people, you know, just the joy, not just for our family, but just for all of Argentina.
Look on the
footage. Yeah. I don't know if you saw any of the news or anything.
Oh, I was watching, yeah.
Avenida Nueva de Julio and the obelisk. I mean, it was just incredible.
Incredible. What about your mammy? 91 years young.
I know.
We say hello to her.
My mum is funny. Like, she was like, because obviously Argentina has changed a huge, huge amount since she left. And I think her big terror was that if Argentina lost, it would be the world thinking again, oh, sure, Argentina, sure, what's going on there? Because unfortunately, like, I don't think we can even explain how difficult it is in the country. We worry about our inflation at 10% when it used to be 3 or 4. In Argentina, they have inflation of, you know, in the hundreds of percents.
Yes.
I mean, it's incomprehensible. And I think the whole country, their pride and their sense of self-esteem and joy all focused on this, just to make them feel just some sense of happiness and, you know, just to restore that. So my poor mum, I think, was more afraid than ever to go, oh, for goodness sake. So she was very anxious. So, but she took it probably, she was upset. I think she was crying at the end. But I mean, it was just incredible.
It was incredible. And like, not alone have you won the World Cup. I felt sorry a bit for Mbappe. He was terrific. He got the golden boot for the most goals, but she picked up the best young player, best player of the tournament, and best goalkeeper. I have to talk about Emi Martinez, the keeper, because he played for Arsenal, who I support, and they sold him to Aston Villa, and I never knew why, because I thought he was a wonderful keeper. He is some boy to save penalties, isn't he?
He is, and he does does the mind games. How he gets away with it, I don't know. Because the penalty, because he saved the penalty, and then he kind of put the next French player enough so that that player put it wide. And they're not, because I was saying to you, and is he allowed to do that? And
no, he's not.
Like, no,
he was booked. He was booked for it, actually. For you know.
I know, but I suppose as well for Argentina, the penalties were getting taken into the Argentinian end.
Yes.
So, I mean, all the French players could see was this kind of wall of Argentina fans. So, psychologically, that must have been horrendous.
Absolutely. But look.
France played incredibly.
They did.
Mbappe, incredible, but he's going to have more World Cups. I mean, he's there, on 12 World Cup goals, and he's not even 24.
That's
he's
right.
And he's already
won a
World
Cup.
When he was before he was 20.
He has. So. He has. That's why I think the world wanted, and I will say it again today, I backed France and I've drawn them in a pontoon, and as you know, Erin Louise, we had a little bit of fun between us here on the late lunch, and she picked Argentina as one of our two picks, so she's a winner today. And I'll tell you, Sinead, I was never more happy in my life not to win a bet or anything. I really was, for Messi to lift that trophy. It was just the supreme accolade that he so deserves.
Absolutely. And you know, because I think we thought we were almost there, and it was taken away during the match, and then it seemed we thought we were almost there again, and then it was taken away. I mean, I was like demented. Like, I know you think I'm, I'm mad at my superstition. I was clutching various different lucky stones, items. You know, I had my dad's ring. I was literally in my head, I was saying, Dad, Jim Moran, Diego Maradona, my Auntie Rachel, my Uncle Hector, my cousin Oscar, they're all up there in heaven with God. Come on, can they not all get some magic together? Cleo's up there. Can we not sort this? I was like some mad woman.
But entitled you are to be, and everybody in Argentina as well, because you touched on it there. It's been a huge struggle for the country for a long, long time now, economically for sure, politically and every other way. But I'm sure the people are just hoping that this win, you heard the commentator there, Andrés Cantor, saying, you know, he just couldn't say anything but Argentina and world champions, you know.
Yeah.
And the people, I'm sure, are hoping when they'll come home with the trophy now and there'll be mass celebrations, that this will lift the nation. That's what it's about, sport.
Absolutely. And we all know, like Argentina is, you know, an incredible country. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful country. I mean, the countryside is amazing. Mm. The people are just the most incredible people. They're just so friendly and welcoming. It has so many things that should be going right for us. And as we know ourselves in Ireland, we are a much smaller country. Everything is on a much smaller scale, and we've suffered economically and politically and financially. And you just feel, you know, gosh, if only Argentina could just get something to click and everything would go right, because it is an amazing place.
Yes.
And it's a place that obviously I'm so lucky to have visited twice because of my mum being Argentinian. It is just, it's incredible. And often we would meet people and they'd go, You've come to visit Argentina from Ireland. Why would you come to Argentina? And I would say, well, my mum's Argentinian. And I'd say, but your country's beautiful.
Yes.
And they would nearly be aghast that we were coming over. But such fabulous, fabulous people. And my family, I can't even mention them enough. We were treated like royalty every time. Such warm, lovely, lovely people. And I was just desperate for them just to have some happiness and joy. And the stars aligned, as I said to you, and that's all our sports luck used up, certainly for the rest of my life. Maybe Ewan has one victory for, you know, I don't know, but that's me. I can't ask for anything else now.
Listen, it's great. That's your third World Cup, and I have to say that I enjoyed all of the wins, 78 in Argentina, 86 and 22.
Yeah.
It's happened again. Three World Cups. It is a fantastic achievement. It really is. And the other thing to mention is Gonzalo Montiel, who gave away the penalty
I know,
at the end.
My heart broke for him.
And then
the
kick.
You know, I can't, obviously we're not professional sports people. How do you handle that pressure?
Well,
even when I was watching Messi's face, watching all their faces, how do you deal with that?
Well, you see, Sinead, the professional footballers, and that's their job, and that's what they pay to. And I'll tell you, they don't handle it well at times. You can see the greatest. Remember Harry Kane in the World Cup against France?
Yeah, I know.
Scoring
I know.
One, knocking one over the bar. You know, you have to ask yourself that as well. But look, anyway, I just wanted to catch up with you today and say it again. Come on, say it in your native tongue. Congratulations, Argentina, for me, please.
Felicidades. Campeones del mundo, felicidades, estamos llenos de alegría, felicidad, porque todo está justo en la vida, Argentina, campeones del mundo.
Ah, Sinead, absolutely brilliant. I'd say veterinary things are on the back of your mind for sure today and for a while. And good luck to you.
Definitely, there was a few drinks had in our house last night, I have to say.
Yes,
there was definitely a few drinks.
Yes.
And I would say it was funny, Ewan follows a load of the footballers and he was following Sergio Aguero on Instagram. Now, Aguero is retired.
That's
from
right. But he was on the field after the win. I saw him.
To be there on the pitch. He then managed to get in the dressing room and was doing a live feed on Instagram. And we were watching, me and Ewan were breaking our hearts laughing. They're there showing just the singing and the madness in the dressing room. Just the joy, yeah. The sheer unbridled joy.
Ah, brilliant.
Bananas.
Absolutely brilliant, Sinead. Delighted for you, your family, and your mum especially, Pella.
Oh, yeah,
I want to
absolutely.
Say hello to her today and congratulations to her especially. Thank you so much for joining us and we can just feel your joy and long may that continue. Happy Christmas, Sinead.
Yes, Feliz Navidad a toda mi familia hoy en Argentina también. Feliz Navidad y Feliz Año Nuevo. So, just to wish everyone, all the family in Argentina, Happy Christmas and Happy New Year. And that's us now. We can relax.
You can relax for the
Enjoy.
Festive season. And I say hello to everybody in Buenos Aires and Argentina. And congratulations to you all from Ireland today. We are thrilled for you. Bye, Sinead. Talk soon.
Bye, Jerry. Thanks ever so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I nearly couldn't sleep last night, to be honest with you, with the heat. Isn't it such a contrast in just over a week? I was telling you last week how cold it was and the extra blankets on the bed and the lovely hot water bottle as well. Well, I'll tell you, we left the heat on a bit late last evening and the rooms that were too hot, so they were. It just shows you the swing in temperatures. Anyway, it's well up from last week and thank God for that anyway, because you can turn down the heating a little bit. If you want to get in touch with me on the show today, don't forget the usual numbers, 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. Love to hear from you. And we've loads of entries in for the Joe Dolan giveaway and I'll tell you who's won that before the end of the show today. I have a little red book in me hand. I have indeed. It came out a couple of years ago and I remember chatting about it at the time, but you know what? It's just a must every Christmas. It's called The A to Z of Irish Christmas, All the Crack of the Grimbo by Sarah Casty and Cunac McGann. And I just had to go back to it again. And Miss McGann is on the line. Hello, Cunac.
Hello, Jerry, and happy Christmas to you.
And many happy returns to you
Thank
too.
You.
You know something? This is just a must-have. You know, you're talking about things A to Z at Christmas. This book should be in every house every Christmas. Do you know that?
From your lips to God's ears, Jerry, absolutely. Every house should have one.
They should indeed. Well, listen, I've been through it again. I've picked out, as we did before, little bits and pieces about Ireland and about us and about the isms and the things that we do as well. Tell me this, are Christmas annuals still a thing, Cunac?
You know, they are. They are still a thing because I have a couple of boys now and my younger one would still be at that kind of annual age. But they're a bit more, I think they're a bit more sophisticated than the ones we used to have back in the day, do you know?
And, yes.
But there's loads. There's a huge range of them now. You can get everything from Minecraft to Roblox and football and everything. But the kids, they still go down very well with the kids.
There you go. Yeah, sure. I love the football ones, the shoot and the goal annuals.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'd be buying those.
Right.
The lads would be buying the football. What was it for girls years ago? The Bunty and things like
Bunty,
that, was it?
Bunty and Twinkle and things like that, yeah. Mm. They all of the kind of the best-selling magazines and comics used to have an annual.
Yes, and that was the thing. You just had to have an annual at Christmas time. You really did. But I'm delighted to say you can confirm with the younger generation they're alive and well.
It's a tradition that's living on, absolutely.
There you go. Like many of the things you mentioned here, the big shop. Now, Cunac, I'm coming to work today and the traffic is just mental because, you see, people have lost the run of themselves and will this week. Cunac, do people realise that today shops only close for 1 or 2 days?
I know. I think we have this inbuilt panic, don't we? Because I remember back in the day now when the shops were closed and they were closed properly. You know, they were closed.
Yeah.
from early on Christmas Eve, and they didn't open. If you were lucky, they opened on the 27th. But it means if you ran out of bread for the old turkey sandwiches, you had to go begging off the neighbours, you know. And nowadays, you can pop down, you'll find somewhere open on Christmas evening if you need it. But I think we just haven't quite got into that mindset yet.
The neighbours in Mats and Lodge would always help you out anyway with a slice
or
two.
Very good neighbours. And some of them would have a chest freezer full of the sliced pans, you know.
No problem to them. Is the crib, you know, I talked about, we have a crib in our house, and we bought gifts of them for my son and daughter as well. Actually, when we were abroad this a couple of times, we saw these beautiful ones and we took them home with us. Is a crib still a feature, do you think, in many homes?
It is, but I think much less so than,
yes,
back in my day as a child.
Yeah,
now,
I think
my in-laws would still have a crib for sure. But no, I don't think so. I think a lot less common. I suppose you still see the communal cribs or cribs in, you know, out in public areas and things like that.
Yes.
But in the home, probably a lot less than before.
Let's ask the listeners, Late Lunch listeners, anyone out there with a crib, if you have, should take a photo of it and WhatsApp it in to me. I'd love to see it if you have it. 086 1800 658. Never miss an opportunity, Kunak, when you're this
and
side of the microphone.
Make sure that Jesus shouldn't be in the crib just yet.
Not till
the 25th now.
Oh, that's vital. That is a vital thing.
Can't be cheating on it.
No, and he can't arrive early. It is the 25th. WhatsApp if you have a crib. I'd love to see a couple of pictures popping into us on Late Lunch. Now, I can't believe this. You have it in the book, and I thought, well, that's consigned to the annals of history for sure. Thunderland, how wrong can I be?
I know, it's still going.
It's
strong.
On. It's
still
on.
Going strong, Jerry. And you know what? This morning I knew I was chatting to you now, and I just thought I'd check it out. Absolutely, still going strong because I thought it might have been affected by COVID, but not. No, up and running still.
It is, and it was.
It's an institution.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Because I'm sure you went there in your time. We went, we brought our children too. And I can't believe, isn't it lovely to see that it's on in the RDS again and starts the 26th, so you can go shopping. No, I'm only joking. The big shop you've done already. The Guinness ad is on. Of course it's on. Isn't it the quintessential
Isn't it
Christmas
lovely? It gives you a real kind of glow, doesn't it, when you see it coming on and
yes,
you see grown men tearing up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And
at the price of the pint. At the price of the pint, the tears are running down their faces now. No, I know what you're saying. Let's get serious here. None of that. But you know, when the thing I laugh about is when the clock strikes 12 and you just think the snow starts on cue. And sure, we haven't had a cold spell until the last week. And sure, the whole country's perplexed with the temperatures dropping. You know what I'm talking about? It really.
And you know what? I think, was it back in 2010 when we actually had a big freeze over the Christmas?
Yes.
And sure, it was awful. We didn't really fancy it that much. We're all up for a white Christmas, not that white. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And especially if you're a golfer and you can't get out on the golf course and you drive everyone else in the house bucking mad, you know what I mean?
My heart's bleeding for you. Would you stop?
Now, song-wise, well, you've got it spot on in my book, because Slade and Merry Christmas, sure, Noddy Holder never had to work a day in his life since.
That's right. The royalties just keep rolling in for
keep
him.
Keep doing it.
And it's that great start. I mean, it's a great little, it's Christmas, it's a brilliant one. It's you know, it sums us all up. That's what we're all thinking.
Absolutely. It is the segue into the Christmas season, and that is for sure. Now, here's another memory coming back to me. Because Midnight Mass, drunks and all. What about that?
Jerry, it's terrible. And do you know, and oftentimes Midnight Mass isn't at Midnight Mass. It's not midnight at all anymore. It's at 9 o'clock in the evening, in the hope that they can kind of stave off some of the worst drinking, I think.
Yes.
Just shocking.
Well, it was shocking because I don't mean to laugh, but there was always the few at the back of the church that just caused consternation.
Absolutely,
as people were trying to, you know, enjoy
people
the Christmas.
People craning their necks trying to see who's making all the kerfuffle at the back of the
absolutely,
church.
Absolutely. Anyway, I just see in our local, well, I'm not talking about the Guinness now, church, 4, 6 and 8 the ceremonies are this year, so they're not going late at all, so they're not entertaining these guys or gals this year. Is the moving crib still a thing in Dublin, or is it gone?
It is. There was all sorts of there was a fury over it this year because they weren't going to have it, I think, as a fallout of COVID. I can't remember, but there was such a kind of a huge response that they had to they just moved it. They just moved to the location so there's a bit more space, I think, was the issue. But no, it's a real favourite in Dublin, a real favourite, and people didn't want to let it go.
So the moving crib has moved.
I think it has moved.
But the live crib was the one the controversy was about, wasn't it, with the animals in it? That's different from the moving.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Isn't it?
There's two different ones.
The
moving crib is different.
The moving crib is all these moving characters and that in it, but the other one is the live crib. So there you are. So the moving crib and the
moving
live crib.
The moving crib is stationary. It's stayed put, Jerry. That's my mistake.
The other one moved.
It's the live crib that's no longer live.
Yeah. And there'll be people up there with placards and everything. But that's for another show and not for me today. Panto. Oh, yes, they're back, Cunac.
Oh, no, they're not. You've got to love a bit of panto, don't you?
You've got to have Christmas.
And you know, the modern pantos as well, they're funny and they're topical. They don't rest on their laurels, and the scripts are great, and it's great for the kids. You know, they put a lot of work into those.
They do. Cunac. They're coming into me. I knew it. Look at this, Adrian.
Pictures
of cribs are coming in as I speak. Late lunch listeners are just the most brilliant people. I knew it. There is Adrian, who sent me in the most beautiful little Christmas crib I've seen. Here is another one from Anna Sherlock in Drumconrath. Oh, Anna, if you could only see them, I can only describe them for you. I know you can't, Cunac, I apologise. But the figures in that crib are just absolutely... And there's more, I'm going to come back to them in a little while. Let's continue to talk.
It's nice to see the tradition hold, isn't it? It is,
and it's nice to see that. And that shows you there are many traditions still hold. Now, here's the thing. I need your advice on this. Because this is a very dangerous area in this little red book. Probably the most dangerous area in the book. Re-gifting.
Jerry, I'm a big fan of the regifting.
We're all
sensible about the environment now, and I think regifting is just, you know, it's a sensible solution to the whole thing. If you get a present and it's a lovely thing, but you don't fancy it yourself, I think it's perfectly acceptable to regift, and I'd be perfectly happy to get a regift myself.
But if you got it with the little card stuck in it, happy Christmas, Cunac.
If there's a card in it, then you're really up the swanny, all right, yeah.
You are. So the message is, if you're re-gifting before or after Christmas, check again. Don't leave in the original message, because you'll become the biggest loser in those people's lives, and they'll probably never talk to you again.
I heard a great story about somebody who regifted a box. I think it was a box of sweets or chocolates, and didn't realise that one of their kids had just milled into them and handed them over. And sure, that's just a failing.
I love it.
A half-eaten tin of sweets.
I love it, Cunac. They're the stories we want to hear. It's still there. We talked about Funderland a moment ago. I couldn't believe it. I was in the shop yesterday getting my Sunday papers, and there it was, the RTE guide.
I know, and you know, we still do that. My husband still insists on buying the RTE guide, and we sit down with a red pen and we look through, and we've probably no intention of actually sitting down and watching anything live anymore at all, but we do love the tradition and the kind of the ritual of sitting down and looking through and going, look at that, what's on at 3 o'clock on Christmas Day or whatever. Oh, it's great fun.
So you still buy, well, there you are. So RTE, we know where one of the purchasers is in Ireland. It's Cunac McGann. They buy it, so you can target them now at your advertising or marketing or whatever you want to do. Selection boxes, yes, still a thing, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
Huge. But you know what? I was looking around. They're all the small ones now, the proper ones. It's hard to get hold of the proper ones now. The proper size selection box with the proper size chocolate bars, you know. But there's nothing quite like tricking a sibling. If you manage to, you know, polish off a few of the chocolate bars but put the wrappers back in, you know, everybody loves that.
Yeah, I always knew it when I saw you here sitting across me in the studio. You have the twinkle in your eye. There's no doubt about that. I wouldn't like to be receiving from you, because you just wouldn't know what would happen with the sweets or the chockies or anything like that. But anyway,
a re-gifted selection box
with nothing in it, a carrot and a turnip and something else. Anyway, turkey trays. You have turkey trays. Can I tell you something? I was in Tesco yesterday. I can't get a turkey tray. There isn't one to be had. Where would I get a turkey tray? Can anyone help me?
There's been a run on the turkey trays, I'd say.
A run?
Yeah, I really don't understand why you need a turkey, a tray that's different to your other tray. Do you know what I mean?
Why
would you need an extra one, Cherry? Do you not use the ones that you already have?
Because I have an MF of a turkey and he won't fit into the
normal chicken dish. You need to put it on a spit in the back garden.
Yeah, and Messi, my dog. By the way, my dog is Messi. He's very happy today. M-E-S-S-I after Argentina winning the World Cup.
The pinnacle of his career yesterday, I'd say.
I'll tell you one thing. We wouldn't have a turkey bone left if I put it on a spit in the back garden with that fella. And finally, the Ran boys. Yes?
Yes, yeah. Do you know, I didn't experience that at all. I think it's more down in Munster, is it, the Wren boys?
That's the big tradition. But I've seen them here in the Tully Allen.
Have
I think
you?
There's a crew in Tully Allen here for sure.
Oh,
there may be more, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. No, when we were growing up, I didn't know anything about it until I got a bit older and heard about the tradition of it. That's great to hear that there's some locally as well.
There are. And the mummers. Did you ever hear mummers? I don't know whether mummers are the same as Wren boys or they're different.
I think they are.
They
are. They're just different regional words for it.
It's a different name on them, to be honest with you. Do you know something? I could go on and on, but is this book still available?
Absolutely. Sure. We're just waiting until every house in the country has one, Gerry.
Well, that is the aim. It has to be in every house, like the telephone directory was. The A to Z of an Irish Christmas. All the crack of the Crimbo by Sarah Casty and Kiernach McGann. It's a wee cracker. And you know what? I always love when I chat to you because you're full of fun. You really are.
Gerry, it's a real pleasure now, I have to say.
Happy Christmas to you
and yours.
Happy
Christmas to you too.
And all the best for the new year. Thank you for joining me, Kiernach, again.
Thanks, Gerry.
Bye-bye. Turkey. I need a turkey tray. That's a serious one now. Very serious. I can't get a turkey. I need a turkey tray. Anyone point me in the direction of a turkey tray, I'd be very grateful. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. I love your cribs. I'm going to come back to them. Stay with us on Late Lunch. Amy Winehouse. 2007, and as fresh today as ever. Absolute genius. Gone all too soon, that brilliant, brilliant woman. Play that anytime when you're out in the night, and I'll tell you, the dance floor is full, that's for sure. You're with Late Lunch on LMFM Radio. Welcome to the show if you're only joining us. Don't forget you can listen to us anywhere in the world, lmfm.ie, or on the LMFM app as well. The boundaries are no more across this little globe of ours. And we were listening earlier, Sinead Kelly was with us, our regular vet on the show. Of course, huge Argentinian connections. Her mum and all the family and all the relations out there listening to us today in Buenos Aires in Argentina. Thank you for your lovely wishes. I really do appreciate them. Lovely card there from Tommy Caffrey. Tommy, thank you so much. You never forget us every Christmas. I interviewed Tommy many moons ago. He's one of our finest ever table tennis players. He's still playing away, I believe, from Balbriggan. I love your card, Tommy. Happy Christmas to you and yours. Thank you for sending it to me. I really do appreciate it. Olive Bergen. Hello, Olive. Love the show. Love listening to LMFM Radio through the day. It's great to have a wonderful local radio station with wonderful coverage. Best wishes for the new year. That comes in from Olive Bergen to us this afternoon. And Ger McCullough from Little Mills in Dundalk. She never forgets me either. Gorgeous card and a wonderful handwritten note to say, here's wishing you, Gerry, and your family a very happy Christmas and all the best for 2023. Enclosed is my usual little calendar that I so love, and I know you do too. Enjoy. Always enjoy your show. All the best from Geraldine McCullough. Ger, thank you so much indeed. Yes, it is my wee Divine Word Missionaries calendar, and I'm so thrilled to get it again this year, and I will be keeping you up to speed with the little sayings, as I do on the first day of every month here on the show. I revert to the calendar and give you a thought for the month ahead, and that will be part and parcel of Late Lunch too in the new year. Your cribs, you're so good, honestly. Septa Shepherd, what a beautiful crib you have. Who are you who sent me in the other beautiful crib there, the picture of on WhatsApp? My dad made this one, Gerry. Tell me who you are. Let me know who your dad is. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text, because it is a simply wonderful crib. I was talking a little bit, a few minutes ago, should I say, to Kiernach McGann. And we mentioned the crib as being still part and parcel of some Irish homes. If you have a crib, take a picture. WhatsApp it into me, please. 086 1800 658. And I'll be delighted to mention it on the show today, or even into tomorrow, if you're a little later on sending it in to me. Felicity in Athboy. What, again, it's so beautiful. It's so touching. Her husband made it in 1980. The first year they were married, and they still have it today, and they put it up every single year. Of course, Gerry, and reminding me, not with the baby Jesus or the wise men. They go in at the appropriate times. Felicity, it is beautiful. Eamon Cahill, just got the message there. Eamon Cahill is the man that made that beautiful, beautiful crib Well done to you, Eamon. You are an artist, that is for sure. I simply, simply adored. I love it. My next guests are recent first prize winners at the Mead Enterprise Awards, and they've come up with something really, really interesting. They're both attending Colas the Pubble at Boyan Ratcarn and their fourth year students' transition year. And they've designed The Girl's Guide to Confidence, and they're both standing by to talk to me. But first, I'll have a chat with Grace O'Donnell. Conas a thought to Grace?
Tommy Inta, Conas a thought to Hain.
Tommy Anna White, Faulty Road, good day on Loan Janock.
Good my God.
Thank you very much for joining me on the show today. It's great to have you with us. I want to say, first off, well done to you on this concept. And you are big prize winners. Tell us what you won.
Yeah, so we won €600 for our school and then €600 for myself and my business partner to share.
Ah, fantastic. Well done to you. So tell our listeners, how did this come about? What's the idea behind The Girl's Guide to Confidence, this handbook?
So we created our product because it's hard being a young girl in the world we live in today when we're seeing all these seemingly perfect girls on the internet. And it makes young girls doubt their self-worth. And this is the reason why we created our product. And it's because we wanted to help young girls so they don't feel as though they have to change who they are because of what the media says they should be.
So you're saying to me, one of the biggest problems for young girls is this thing called the perfect image that they see online time and time again. This is really at the center of problems for a lot of your friends and families, etc. Yes?
Yes. We ourselves found the transition from primary school to secondary school very difficult, and we compare ourselves to others even now. Mm. So we wanted to create the product so that girls don't feel so alone,
yeah.
Because it's such a big issue in the world we live in today.
Is there any chance that a lot of you would just not go online, or is that the most stupid question that you've ever heard?
Well, I think social media is a huge part of daily life. In the world we live in,
yes.
Today. So
yes.
I think it's almost natural for people to be online, yeah. Now, yeah.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. And I'm years and years ahead of you, and I'm still a bloody old addict for it at times myself. Do you know what I mean? The only thing is, I can tell you this for sure, and let me give you a little bit of advice and tell your friends that this. It is an online world and that, and I actually pay no attention to anybody who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you learn that as you grow up, but it's not that simple. When you know what I'm saying, when you're your age and just growing up, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it is, yes. It is quite difficult, but yeah.
But that's the idea. This is the idea that you want to help young girls navigate these years, this time, all the social media world, all it brings. This is the concept behind The Girl's Guide to Confidence.
It is, yeah. That is our concept. It's just to guide them and to help them and to be the big sister to the big sisters who don't have someone to guide them.
I love that line. That is a terrific line, to be the big sister to all the big sisters who don't have someone to guide them. That is really, really important, and well done to you in coming up with that line to describe it. So how did you research? From your own experience, and I'm going to talk to Jada in a moment, is it from your own experiences? Did you go and interview other girls, talk to friends and school friends, etc.? What did you do?
Well, we both sat down together and we were talking about what we struggled with, and we came up with this idea because it was something that wasn't out there to help us, and we just felt that it would be nice to have something out there to help, because I am a younger sister, so I did have a sister, like an older sister, but Jada didn't. So we wanted to have something out there accessible for young girls.
Yeah, well done to you. Would you put Jada on to me there for a second, please? I'll be back to you in a few moments, Grace.
Yeah, no problem. Hello.
Conas a thought to Jada?
Good morning, Suhain.
On Will 2 raid the Nullig?
Oh, yeah. Dick now.
Ah, very good. So you're all set for the Christmas season. By the way, when are you finished school?
We're finished on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Oh, good on you. So you only have a couple of days to go, yeah. Which is fantastic. I'm sure you're looking forward to the holidays.
Yeah.
So the guide itself, will it be a large, guide? Is it a compact? How are you fixed? I know you're getting ready to send it to be designing it and then going to print. Where are you with all that? Tell me, please.
So right now we are creating the templates and what we want it to look like, and then we will send it to get printed and in a bound book.
Yes.
So it's like a hardback.
I see.
So, and then that will also be easier to carry on the go, so girls can bring it with them to school and all that.
I understand. So this really is a practical guide, a handbook, yeah, that you can bring with you, have with you no matter where you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Well done to you. What, you heard Grace, you're beside her there, talking to me about the challenges that you face as young women growing, and especially in the social media sphere as well. What about outside of social media? You know, dealing with people, your friends and colleagues, yeah, and older girls and younger girls, and your date. You know what I'm talking about? The daily practical aspect of life. Forget about the online for a moment. Are you going to address that area too?
Yeah, like in our book, we have four sections. So we'll have a mental health, school, yep, life and self-care. So we both struggle with anxiety and in school. So we're going to have like breathing exercises. And then for school, we have like study tips and to-do lists to help girls stay organized.
Yes.
And we're also going to have like tips on like relationships with school or how to make friendships and stuff.
Yeah.
And because we do find that it was hard coming in with like new students from different schools, and some may have come from a school by themselves.
Yeah.
So it was difficult to make friends. So, and even comparing yourself to people at school. So we're going to address all that in our book.
You know, that's a very good point you make, because I know somebody who had to choose a school lately, and she really chose because most of her friends were going there.
Yeah.
Even though an alternative school might have been a better option. You know, I don't say that disrespectfully, but the whole friendship thing was an important thing. So you understand that, trying to break into a new circle of friends.
Yes.
And did you find that difficult? You know, when you came to the school where you are at the moment, was that it because you heard Grace saying it was a difficult transition for her? What about you?
Well, I went to the primary school here in Ashton as well. So
I see.
So a lot of us were going to the school.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad for me, because half of us from the primary school were also going to this school. So it was nice when we came in and everyone was there. But I know that some students in our class came from a school by themselves.
Yes.
And Grace came from Scolena, so they were only five of them coming in. So it's,
you know, it's quite different, and you can appreciate that as well, how more difficult that is, and to become part of a larger school and a wider group and, you know, form new relationships and friendships. It's not easy. But you know the thing about it, you're going to do that multiple times in your life, Chadda. You know that. You do realise that. You certainly are. You know, there's no doubt about it. But look, this is a really great concept. I'm not surprised you won, you know, the big award. I really aren't. What are you going to do? No, you don't have to answer this question. It's a leading question. The 600 quid you got, have you done anything with it? 300 each. What's happening with that?
So, well, we're going to take 150 each, and then we're going to put 300 into the business to help us get started. So,
right.
Because it's a bit expensive to get it printed.
Yes. That's your seed capital, you know what I mean, to get you going in this business, and then away you go from here. I really love this. Just put me back to Grace before we finish. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Thank you.
Hello.
Grace, you're back with me just before we finish up, just to say goodbye to you too. Look, I wish you well with this. I think it's really important. It's really needed. And you know what you're talking about, because you are the people that, you know, are challenged every day by, you know, these issues.
Yeah, it is needed. And we do struggle. So that's why that's the whole reason we created it, and that's why we're so happy to be here today.
Yeah, and I'm happy to have you and to highlight as well. So will you let me know when you have it printed and ready to go and all that, and we can give it a nice push for you? Because I presume you intend pushing it beyond the school itself.
We definitely do. We have another competition coming up. So now, hopefully, this is going to go national. So hopefully, with all the support from our friends and our families, all the support, hopefully we can get that a little bit further.
I'll be talking to you guys again in the new year, because I know you are fluent Irish speakers and that as well. I wish everybody at the school, your families, Nullig Hanna Dave Gulair.
Nullig Hanna.
Slán.
Non-soccer man.
Oh, I can't wait to see those faces driving home.
Chris Rea, driving home for Christmas. He should have arrived by now, shouldn't he? I'm sure he has. That's another paycheck for Mr. Rea there every year.
Christmas on LMFM with your local Mace. Amazing value, sure to make you smile this Christmas.
Yeah, get the sponsors in too. Very important. We have to pay the bills at this end of the thing as well. You know what I mean? Anyway, your cribs. Just fantastic. It's funny you mentioned something on the show and people respond marvellously, I have to say. But put your names with them, please. There are people, new people here WhatsApping us here with lovely cribs. I can't mention your name. If you sent me in a crib today, please just tell me who you are. Who does the crib belong to? Who made it? Where did you get it? I'd love to hear from you as well. There's one there with all the details, and it's a simply beautiful crib made by John Higgins from Mygrehen near Athboy in County Meath. What a beautiful, beautiful crib, I have to say. I'm looking at another one here, and this is carved. They're wooden carved figures just on a shelf. Nothing else. It doesn't need anything else. It's so beautiful. It really, really is. Who made that crib? What's the story behind that crib? There's another one there. It says to me, here's a crib I have years, Jerry. There's little lights in the background. The structure of the crib is beautiful. The figures in it are marvellous as well. Who are you? Who are you? Let me know. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. If you're just joining us and you have a crib in your home, I'd love you to take a picture of it and send it in to me. WhatsApp it to me. 086 1800 658. I really do enjoy them, because after the break, I'll tell you about my own crib. Stay with us.
Happy Christmas to everyone listening to The Late Lunch.
And that is Miss Ava Flynn wishing you all a very happy Christmas indeed. Thank you, Ava. And let me remind you that I was talking to Ava the week before last all about Santa and Christmas. Well, do you know what? The big man from the North Pole, he has promised Eddie Caffrey here on LMFM Radio sometime right on the eve of Christmas. Yes, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Eve. Santa live from the North Pole. And if you're listening to us today and you'd like to ask Santa a question or say hello to him or wish him well, well, you can. Go on to lmfm.ie and there's a form there that you can put your question onto and send it in to us. And Eddie, he's inundated already with questions for the big man with the white beard and the red coat, the red suit. But go ahead and do it anyway. And you never know. It could be you that your question will be put to Santa today. But that is the thing to do. Go on to lmfm.ie and fill in the little form there. And your question is in the mix for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve here on LMFM Radio. Eamon, thank you. Thank you so much for the lovely picture of your crib. It is adorable. Eileen Faulkner, to you too. Thank you so much for that picture. Just come into me there by WhatsApp. I think I've got one of the ones I was looking for. I'm just looking back there now. Brendan Kerwin, here's another one coming into us today. My uncle Brendan Kerwin from Donnycarney made it for me, says a listener to Late Lunch this afternoon. And it's lovely. It really is. God, people are so ingenious when it comes to making cribs. Can I tell you something? I made one myself years and years ago. I haven't hands to bless myself when it comes to timber work or anything like that, the trades. I'm useless. I have great contacts that help me out when I'm in trouble. I really do, and they're fantastic. But I did put my hand to making a crib, and we have it ever since. And it's in the house every year, in the hallway on the way in. And I love it, and everybody that sees it loves it as well. And it's my one effort at woodwork in my lifetime. Never did woodwork or anything like that at school, so I just had to go with it, and I got lucky once. I will. Eamon's dialed with me today. He says, we want to see a picture of yours. I will, Eamon. I'm going to do that this evening. I'm going to put it up on lmfm.ie. I'll take a picture of my own crib this evening, and I promise you I'll do that. He wants to see it. I better do it. The boss wants to see it. I better get it up on lmfm.ie. Keep your messages coming to pictures, if you've anything to say, we love to hear from you on Late Lunch. 086 1800 658 by WhatsApp or text. Gets in touch with me directly to the studio. And if you have a crib, take a snap, send it on in to me. Just to remind you that Scotch Hall, if you spend €25 in any shop in Scotch Hall, you're entitled to an entry into the draw drum. What happens if your name comes out? Well, Angela Burke from Tully Allen will be spinning the wheel very soon, and the winner, €1,000 gift card, is there to be won. So remember, if you go to Scotch Hall, spend £25, put your entry into the drum and listen to us here on LMFM, and we could be reading out your name after three on Late Lunch. I'm doing a different artist of the week every day this week, and I'll tell you why. And we're going to meet a wonderful young man. His name is Owen McCabe. More cribs. Jer, just love yours. I really do. A listener on to me to say, I was talking about earlier with Cúnic McGann, that midnight mass, well, it's not really a thing anymore. Just to say, there is a midnight mass in Holy Family Church in Drogheda this Christmas time. So there is certainly one that's on for sure. Lovely message there from Oisín McCourt. Thank you, Oisín, thanking us for all we do on Late Lunch, myself and Louise, during the year. He's studying away himself at Dunboyne College. He's doing journalism, digital media and public relations, and he's doing his BA in Maynooth University as well. And he listens to Late Lunch during his time when he's studying and working and doing things like that, and he loves the show. Thank you indeed, Oisín. Happy Christmas to you, and all the very best with your course and studies for next year. On Late Lunch, at this time, it's time for this.
The Late Lunch Artist of the Week.
Artist of the Week.
Now, a little change here for the week that's in it. I've decided to go with a different artist each day performing a Christmas song. Is that all right? I think it is. It's seasonal for sure. So, to begin my week of seasonal tunes, I've gone for Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan? Horror! They're falling off the chairs out there. I haven't lost the plot. Dylan produced a wonderful Christmas album. You may not know this. And there was a full set of well-known and not so well-known Christmas songs on the LP. And my choice today is entirely down, I have to tell you a little story behind it, to the wonderful Aidan Roach from St. Peter's Male Voice Choir, who at their unforgettable Christmas concert in St. Peter's Church on Friday night last sang the most brilliant rendition of today's song, along, of course, with the brilliant boys from the choir. The song was written by Hal Moore and Bill Fredericks and first released in 1960 by Mitch Miller. It was covered by Tommy Steele in the UK a year later, but much, much later, with Mr. Dylan, in 2009, he released his version and the one I played today. It's described as zany, quirky, but lovable from Dylan's Christmas album.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Simply brilliant. You've never heard him like that before, have you? Certainly not, Mr. Bob Dylan. It must be Santa on your Late Lunch. My featured artist of the week just today with that Christmas song. It's brilliant. And Aidan Roach was just superb on Friday night with the boys from the choir. Well done to all concerned, and put me in mind of that one for today. Thank you indeed to Shane McGowan, who's a teacher and teaches the two wonderful young women, Grace O'Donnell and Jada O'Connor, I had with me earlier on, just thanking us for the interview. We're so delighted to do it, honestly, Shane. And I will, that of course, their interview will be podcast later on. We look after all that for you. I promise you for sure. Short break on Late Lunch, final break of the afternoon. And afterwards, I have a wonderful young man joining me. He's raised thousands for charity and he's doing it again this year. Owen McCabe is with me next. Now, my final guest of the day on Monday is a simply wonderful young man. When I tell you he's been recognised at the recent Louth Garda Youth Awards, Louth County Council have awarded him a civic award, and through his school with a wonderful project, he's going abroad to Austria next year to represent the school. And last year, his first ever tractor run in Louth, listen to this, 220 tractors and vehicles raised €27,000 for Williams Syndrome and the RD Hospice. And he's on the line. Owen McCabe, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me on the show. Congratulations on your wonderful tractor run last year. Tell me why you did it, Owen.
I started doing it when it was COVID. I decided to do it for the elderly people and grannies and grandads.
Yes, I know. I actually know why you did it. Your gran and your granddad were confined with COVID. They couldn't go anywhere. And you decided you wanted to bring a little joy into their lives, didn't you? By getting them out just outside the house and to see all the tractors and that going by. That's why you did it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Good man yourself. Did you ever expect, Owen, that you'd get 220 tractors and vehicles taking part?
I got 260.
260? Oh my God, I did you 40 there. Where did I get the 220 from? I can't do me maths, Owen. I'll have to go back to the school, to be honest with you myself. So 260, even more than I thought. That's a fabulous number, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you hope to get more than that this year?
I'm confident that the trot run will do good this year.
It'll do even better than last year. Tell me where you go to school, Owen.
I go to Scullywarren in Dunmere.
Good man yourself. And you have an SNA that works with you there, do you?
Yeah, his name is Conor Martin. I would like to say hello to Conor Martin there.
Ah, Conor, good man yourself. I'm sure he's delighted he got a mention from you on the radio today. And what do you love about Scullywarren? I know it's a great school. What do you love most about school?
Hanging out with my friends and, like, doing some good work and going and playing outside and have the crack with them.
Good man yourself. And tell me about Martina Farrell, your teacher. I know she's a wonderful teacher. What was the project you did, Owen?
I wrote up about my track run, and she posted to the Faroga team, and I got nominated for the Faroga Entrepreneur of the Year, and I'm going to Austria next year in 2023.
Yes, you won the national Faroga competition, because I know your mum thought when she got the award and told you about it that might have been a local thing, but you won nationally and you're going to Austria next year. I'm sure you're all excited about that, are you?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And listen, I mentioned at the beginning there, the Laird Garda Awards. I have to mention Garda John Heavey. He's a great man, isn't he? He told me about you and said, you've got to talk to Owen on your show, Gerry. And that's why I'm chatting to you today. Laird Garda Awards, Laird County Council, the Civic Award, and this one from the school. Sure, you're a winner, 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 Owen.
Yeah, I'm a winner, winner, winner.
You are indeed. Now, this year, I know you've brought in another charity. You're supporting Williams Syndrome, the RD Hospice. What's the other charity you've added this year?
Drogheda Special Olympics.
Good man yourself. So they're part of it. And you're going to split the money you get this year between the three of them?
Yeah.
You love the Special Olympics, see your group. They're a great group in Drogheda too, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to say hello to Joanne from the Drogheda Special Olympics as well.
Great woman. And they're delighted to have you as part of the organisation too. Your mammy's beside you there. Can I have a word with her, please?
I am indeed. Hi, Gerry.
Hi, Linda. Linda, you have a lovely, lovely boy there. He's tremendous, isn't he?
Oh, he is. And we are very proud of him. And he has Williams Syndrome, he'll tell you himself. Mm. Williams Syndrome is a genetic condition that affects the heart, where you have a narrowed artery. And it causes a delayed development as well. But the great thing about Owen is he was very lucky enough. He went through mainstream school and Tremaine National School and had an SNA there, Christine Duff, and then progressed into Dunlear, and he mentioned his SNA there. But the teachers, the school, the students, both schools have brought Owen along tremendously over the years since he started out when he was five. So it hasn't, Williams Syndrome hasn't stopped Owen, and that's very plain to see when you see the turn up of last year's tractor run and hopefully what will result in this year to be another very successful year for Owen, you know.
Now, there's a GoFundMe page I just want to mention this year, and it's Owen's, Eoghans, that's Eoghans. NS home run on GoFundMe. And you can contribute there even ahead of the run, which is happening on the 2nd of January. And I see already you're over 4K.
Yes, yeah, very good. I'll tell you, it's great because Owen chose these three charities himself, as he said himself, because he's Williams syndrome. And of course, we do always like to pull in the local charity, Ardy Hospice. It's very, very worthy charity there too. But he joined the Special Olympics this year in Drogheda, and Owen himself said, you know, I think I'll do for that too. So all that money, it goes to three very worthy charities, and that people will benefit greatly from them, you know.
They certainly will. It's Monday, the 2nd of January, the bank holiday. Registration is 11 o'clock and you'll get a steak burger for your registration as well. Yes, it's 30 quid per vehicle in. All proceeds to the charity, and the run itself starts at 1 o'clock. And where do they gather? Where do people gather, okay. Linda?
So the run gathers just off the Link Road there at Richardstown, so it's at A92X090, but it's just right beside the country store there on off the Link Road.
Yes,
so everyone gathers there at 11 o'clock, and hopefully start off take off at 1 o'clock. But we welcome vintage tractors, greater, larger working tractors, trucks, lorries, cars, anyone that rocks up in any set of wheels. We haven't had a bicycle, a cyclist last year, but we welcome anyone, and yes, we take from anyone. So, and the great thing about these tractor runs, it caters for everyone, from the 16-year-old keen enthusiast new tractor driver to the more experienced tractor drivers, the grandest of this world, who like to get out and showcase their set of wheels as well. And then we welcome all families on the day, because we plan to have a raffle on the day to help raise for the money there too.
Yes.
And the new thing this year as well, we plan to have is a prize for the male driver and also one for the female drivers. We found last year, and since there's a lot of female drivers taking behind the wheels now for these tractor runs.
Good.
So it's great to promote that too, you know.
Yes, that's the idea. So there's a prize for the ladies and the gentlemen. Again, to say it's Monday, the 2nd of January. It's Monday, the 2nd of January, the bank holiday gathering from 11 o'clock for Owen's Home Run 23. And it's going to be more. Owen, it's going to be bigger than 260, and you're going to raise more money than last year, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully.
Ah, you will, young fella. You will indeed. You're a top man and such a popular lad. I know with everybody you come into contact with in your life at school and everywhere. And well deserved all the awards you've got this year. You're a fantastic young man. Look, thank you both for joining me on the show today. Monday, the 2nd of January, 23, Owen's Home Run. GoFundMe, Owen's Home Run as well. Do what you can. And three charities to benefit from: Williams Syndrome, RD Hospice, and Drogheda Special Olympics. Linda, thank you so much. Owen,
thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Happy Christmas and all the best for the new year.
Thank you so much.
Not at all. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye. Bye, Linda. Bye, Owen. And the great people, wonderful, wonderful people. What would this country be without people like that? I really don't know. Anyway, coming up on Late Lunch tomorrow, Sarah Carey's Christmas, Father Paddy Rush, the Garden Bird Survey, the Cuties Finale, and your two on Tuesday, among much more as well. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow on Late Lunch for 1:30.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.